have followed the plight of this next guest knows what he's been going through. A lot of frustration on his end. We try to help him in various aspects. Hopefully this last one, maybe, just maybe, we can come through with something positive here. Joe Malonis, a veteran, and like many veterans, very, very frustrated as far as how the system has treated him. He's nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a Thursday morning. Sir, welcome. Welcome to the show. You and I have been speaking for years. Most recently in the last couple of days, maybe forwarding the paperwork to the right people and everything else. You've been frustrated and everything else. Let's recap a little bit of the storyline. Good morning, my friend.
Well, first, happy Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is.
Because it seems like we're doing this again, right?
Man, I'll tell you. It never stops, but somehow we got to make a difference, Joe. So go ahead. Tell us what's going on. You got the floor.
Well, again, I mean, it's just beating a dead horse at this point. But again, we have the Northport VA Hospital, which has zero accountability. The director up there, Antonio Sanchez, has been told by his, you know, law enforcement personnel that what he's doing is personal, and it's like vendettas and stuff, and they just do whatever they want. I think our bigger problem is we have a patient advocate that's a VA employee. At some point, we're going to have an outside agency look into this so we can tell, you know, so that we know that it's looking at by an impartial person.
All right. So let's recap here. Tell me about the patient advocate as far as a VA employee. How does that help or does not help the cause as far as what you're going through here? Tell me about that for a second.
All right. So we have to understand that when you go to the patient advocate for assistance with a problem with the VA, well, with any hospital, really, the name is a total farce because they're not advocating for the patient. What they're doing is they're advocating for the hospital to keep the problem at the lowest level possible. Basically, okay. They're just trying to silence the complaint. They're a customer service rep for the hospital. We call them a patient advocate because it's a really cool name, and it makes us feel really good that we have an advocate for us.
But they don't really help.
No. And good luck at Northport because you can't get any of them to answer their phone. Now, this is going back. I have emails almost 10 years old from when Congressman Zeldin was in office. His staff called the patient advocate over 35 times in a one-month period, and no one ever answered the phone. Can you imagine having a patient advocate that doesn't answer the phone? You don't have a secretary. You don't have someone triaging these calls coming in case it's an emergency, whatever, that your patient advocate gets to pick and choose at their convenience what calls they return? And this stuff is, like I said,
ongoing
going on
problem.
For a decade at least. Yeah.
Ongoing problem. We've spoken about these patient advocates for years. Listen, we're doing this a long time, folks. I call. I can never get through. It is a real problem. Many a veteran has reached out to me. It's the same old – it never changes. Northport never changes. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know who they could put in charge. Interim Director Sanchez – he has been a disaster. You know, I always look to that district manager. I forgot her name. She does nothing. It's disgraceful. It really is disgraceful how they can never answer a call. They never call you back. This has been going on since I'm doing this show. You know, I go back to the days of Phil Machida when we outed him. Remember that whole thing with the survey areas? And he never alerting Congress, congressional officials, and everything else, what was going on. And basically had to shift a lot of these patients to other areas because of these leaky, whatever was going on with the vents and the particles. I mean, it's disgraceful. It really is. Go ahead.
Well, like you were saying, he never notified Congress, but that wouldn't have mattered. Like, I've spent the better part of 8 years calling Senator Schumer's office, begging for an appointment. His staff and himself will not give me an appointment to discuss these issues. So now Senator Schumer voted to send me and my friends to war. Some of us died. Some of us were injured. None of us are the same. So you sent hundreds of thousands, millions of U.S. troops to a war, and you can't give me 15 minutes of your time 20 years later when I'm suffering the effects of your decision? His family didn't go. His kids didn't go. His grandkids aren't there. But you want to send U.S. citizens there to go fight and die in a war, and then you don't have the decency to go ahead and give an appointment 15 years, 20 years later. Give me 15 minutes so we can discuss the issues I'm going through. The fact that the Northport VA is refusing to give out community care. This is something that President Obama, President Trump, and President Biden have all touted as an amazing thing. Options for our veterans. Care in the community. You know, going out, using civilian doctors and whatnot. And they're just denying me out of pettiness. I have teeth falling out. I have back issues. I have health issues after whatever. And I refuse to go to Northport after in my medical records, they've repeatedly misdiagnosed me. You know, this is a problem. When you go to Northport, most of the staff there is amazing. And I always want to say this in the interview, 90% of the staff there is great. But when something goes wrong, when there's an issue, their first response isn't to correct the issue. Their response is to cover it up. They cover it up. And they try to silence anyone who speaks out against it. So that's where we're at. Antonio Sanchez, who's just a disgrace to the VA, to his family, to himself, has decided that he would rather cover up problems at that hospital than to effect change that would help thousands of veterans in the Long Island area. And I don't understand why Senator Gillibrand, Senator Schumer, and our local Congress people would not be screaming from the rooftops for change. But I know why, because it's not an election year, because they don't care unless there's a photo op involved or they're able to get the name in the press or something like that. Veterans are just pawns for elections. This country has really lost its way. We talked about this yesterday, Jay. It is really, this is why we can't reach our recruiting goals, because they've made it where everyone I talk to, I'm telling them, why would you join the military? If something happens to you, they're not going to take care of you. It's really a nasty downward spiral that we're on.
It's the same why many have not want to become cops, because look at the NYPD. They're down 4,000 cops on the street because of the situations that we report on all the time. It's the same thing that goes on in the VA. It's terrible. It really is. You know, Schumer's a joke. You know, I always remember Chuck Schumer, you know, if there's a photo op, he's there. You know, we did the thing on the water and everything else with the folks in Nassau County. He's in somebody's driveway with a photo op. The VA, I always remember he promised $700,000, to the Northport VA and everything. He's right in front of the camera, right there, right in front of the building. But when it comes to really following through, and forget the other one. Who's the other senator? I always forget her name. I don't even remember her name. She does nothing also. You know, I mean, listen, it's the same old, same old. And by the way, you know, a lot of people that are representing Congress, you know, they need to get off their keisters and figure something out. This is right in their backyard. This is unacceptable stuff. Now, I've seen Joe's paperwork. Joe showed me his paperwork. And he was misdiagnosed, you know. And quite frankly, he has been fighting left and right for somebody to recognize this. Finally, you know, we sent the paperwork. Joe got the paperwork to his local congressman, Andrew Garbarino. Let's see what happens. We're going to follow up on that, though, in a big way. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that these politicians, and I'm going to tell you right now, Schumer leads the way. Schumer's been a disgrace. He's been an absolute disgrace. You know, Chuck Schumer is one of those guys, he's lost a lot off the fastball. He shouldn't even be where he is right now because he doesn't follow through. If it's not a good photo walk for him, he is out. He's out. That's it. Oh, and thank you. Kirsten Gillibrand was her name. I forgot her name. Gillibrand is somebody who just does absolutely nothing for Long Islanders. Nothing. And for veterans. She does nothing. You know? So, I mean, it's terrible. It really is. So, you know, we're in the process right now of seeing if we can move the needle for you here. And we're working on that. But you're right. I mean, and listen, it's not just Joe calling. There's many veterans that can never get a return phone call from Northport. This is I'm doing this almost 10 years. This is an ongoing deal. You know, from an inoperable pool, staffing shortages, people waiting on hold 90 minutes. 90. I mean, could you imagine you're in a dire situation? You need an answer. You need help from Northport, and you're on hold. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
And then to compound the issues, they're all VA employees, and they all fall under the employment of the director. So even, like I said, I spoke to a lieutenant over there about what's going on with my situation. I tried to file a police report because this can't be legal. You're withholding my medical care. Like, this is something that can really kill me. I'm not getting treatment. I haven't been seen in a doctor in over 5 years because they're withholding medical care that I've earned. So you go, you file a report. It goes right to the director. And the guy told me, I have him on 2 recorded phone conversations. The last time I was on the radio with you, they had a meeting about me. And he spoke up. He's like, look, there's no reason why we should be withholding this guy's care. It seems like you're making it personal. And they kicked him off the phone call. They told him to get off the phone call. So your law enforcement personnel are telling you you're not doing the right thing, and you have the power to just disregard what they're telling you. And I can't go to local people because I tried talking to Suffolk VA, and they're like, oh, well, that's a federal issue. So you go to the VA police, but they fall right under Antonio Sanchez. So he has full discretion to do whatever he wants up there. Whatever crimes are committed at the Northport VA, Suffolk PD won't touch them, and Sanchez can cover up whatever he wants. Antonio Sanchez, I'm going to say this is my opinion and my opinion only, is a criminal, a coward, has no honor and integrity, and is damaging and killing Long Island veterans with his substandard care that he allows to be provided. It is not right to deny health care to disabled veterans.
That's serious stuff. Let me say this is Joe's opinion.
Joe Milonis' opinion.
This is Joe Milonis' opinion as far as the allegations he threw out there, allegedly, as far as what he's been doing. But, you know, I can say firsthand, I remember we had Sanchez on this show a couple of years ago. Haven't had him on since. We've wanted him on. But he refuses to come on this program. And, you know, the problem is, you know, there is zero transparency. You know, we talk about transparency as far as government and everything else. There is no transparency regarding Northport. Zero. You know, and it's really a shame because Joe is one of many folks, many, who are feeling like this. And it's unfortunate because Joe is over there serving and, you know, paving the way for all of us to have the lives we have today. And it's a shame. Joe is one of many people who cannot get the satisfaction of what he should. We talk about this all the time. You know, we talk about veterans in Suffolk County. We lead the state in population. And it's really a shame. Now, they closed up a lot of these VAs and everything else. People have to make, you know, longer commutes and everything else to get the services they need. But it is absolutely disgraceful, beyond disgraceful, how you cannot get a call back from anybody there and trying to answer some of these questions. It's terrible. It really is, Joe. Did we spell it out properly? I mean, that's what we're in the process right now, and maybe getting an answer or two, but you're not feeling very confident, are you?
Of course not. What I've been begging for 10 years now, 15 years, is for an opportunity to go to D.C., sit down with an employee, and show them my paperwork. Like I said, I've always told everyone, Jack, don't believe me, don't believe them, just look at the paperwork. They've set up a system where you can't even look at the paperwork. You know, we just passed the 20-year anniversary of us rolling across the border into Iraq. I was there, March 20th. I remember President Bush gave that shock and awe speech. on March 19th. We sat there, lined up on the border on the 20th. We rolled across. And, you know, 20 years, they had the huge backlog at first, and they send you to other people to do their job. And now there's reports of they're covering up things. They're misdiagnosing people to keep claims lower. I mean, it goes on. And just when you think the VA can't sink any lower, you hear something else come out. And I don't know what the answer is. I'm not smart enough to figure out what this answer is. I think an independent third party has to step in at some point to oversee the VA. You can't have VA employees, you know, watching the VA. You know, it's the fox watching the hen house, right? Like, it doesn't make sense. So I don't know what the solution is. And because it's not a pressing issue and Congress is so divided on partisan issues and just pointing the finger at the other side and they're bad and they're bad, no one comes up with ideas. All they want to do is criticize the other side, and we're falling apart, man. I mean, I wish I could give you the answer. I wish I was smart enough to come up with a solution, but I'm not. All I know is that a lack of accountability is not the answer. And when you have recorded phone calls and paperwork and all this stuff, and it still doesn't make a difference, nothing's going to make a difference. So, I don't know, man. I guess, you know, in a month we'll come back on here and we'll rehash this one more time, and we'll see what happens.
And follow up with the congressman's office. I spoke to people the other day. I told you about it. I'm going to follow up with that. It is a priority with me to see if we can get you the right help here, Joe. And you were misdiagnosed and everything else. What was the original diagnosis that you were misdiagnosed when it was pretty much, you know, underlined in that way? What was the original diagnosis?
There was nothing wrong with me originally. And then, you know, the problem was I went in for my evaluation. There's nothing wrong. I asked for a second opinion. They sent me to the same doctor. I asked for a third opinion. They sent me to the same doctor again. So they kept sending me to the same doctor for a second and third opinion. And then when I finally got another doctor, you know, they admit that the paperwork and the evidence has been in my medical records for several decades. It's all service-connected, you know, without getting too much into my personal medical history. Like I said, it's in the medical records. They own doctors admitted, oh, yeah, we misdiagnosed you. The evidence was in your medical records. But they won't backdate it. They won't honor it. They won't just do the right thing. And it all stems with Antonio Sanchez and before him, Kathy Cruz, and before him, that Gomez, whoever, and before him, Philip Machida, just directors at the Northport VA Hospital allowing a situation where there's a lack of accountability. And when you have a lack of accountability, you're going to get the bad apples do bad things. So, you know, I don't speed, Jay, not because I don't want to get somewhere faster, but I can't afford the ticket. I can't afford the consequences of speeding. At Northport, they can do whatever they want. They can lie in your medical records because there's no consequences. And when you have no consequences, there's no fear of doing the right thing. It's just such an ugly situation that Antonio Sanchez is allowed to fester up there that the administration is just not good. And it's a shame because the rank and file people up there, the doctors, the nurses, the support personnel, the Northport VA, most of them are incredible people. And when you have an administration that doesn't support the staff properly, this is what happens.
You just named the directors, and we've had contact with all of them. Scott Grimmer Furrow was that other one you were talking about. But Kathy Cruz, Bill Machida, they've all been disgraceful as far as their leadership is concerned. And Sanchez might just take the cake. He's been there a long time.
So.
He's been there a long time, Joe. You know that. These people do not want to answer the call. That district manager, is that the same woman who's been in place?
I couldn't even tell you. That I do not know.
You know, and that's another. It's a woman we called out to as well. No return. So it's terrible. It's a terrible situation. And, you know, all we can tell you is hang in there. You know, I know it's I know those words do not ring loud anymore because you've been let down by the system. But we got to figure out what the deal is. And, you know, if you were misdiagnosed, and I saw the paperwork, you were misdiagnosed. And therefore, you know, somebody needs to figure this out as far as the dates and everything else and what you're owed. I mean, that's the key right here. So you can get the help and everything else you need. That's all you want, you know. So we're going to try and do our part, follow through. You'll do your part, and you'll come on in the next couple of weeks when we have some answers here. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds great. And let me just end with this. If you're a Long Island veteran and you've been struggling with the Northport VA, keep fighting. Don't give up. Keep fighting. If you need help, there's help out there for you, mental health help. Just make sure that you keep fighting. Because I know at some point you just want to give up. But we're soldiers, we're Marines, we're airmen, we're sailors. We don't give up. We keep fighting. It's what we're trained to do. And make sure that you keep your head up and you keep fighting. And that's how we're going to win this war. And that's what it is. It's a war with the VA now. And it's something that we've been trained for. And we just got to keep going. We got to hold our heads up high and just keep swinging. Just keep fighting.
Fighting on the battlefield, but you don't need to fight in your own country as far as what is entitled. That's the problem. That's unacceptable. We'll keep fighting, though, for you, Joe.
I appreciate you, Jack.
All right. You take care. You stay well. We'll be in touch. Joe Malonis. Tough deal. Joe represents a lot of guys like this, a lot of guys and gals who are going through this. Joe's not the only one. Trust me, not the only one. Northport has been at the center of controversy since I'm doing this it was almost 10 years. Northport VA has never been right. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable at this point in time. When is it end? You know, I always say it comes down to leadership. We got nothing. We got no leadership at Northport. Comes down to leadership.